We're not afraid to keep it real.
Keeping it real.
It's Aisha, Ardy and Prem on The Mixed Breakfast.
And it's a very, very proud day for all you Malaysians who love everything to do with Korea and the K-pop scene, y'all.
Ooh, yeah, we are turning Prem from matcha to oppa.
Operation Prem.
Very cute project. I appreciate you guys for doing this. Reason being, I had to reveal to these two fellas that I've never, ever, ever watched a single episode of a K-drama. I never bought into it. The only K thing in my life was Physical 100. Now second season's there, I'm watching it. And also Squid Games, waiting for season 2 also.
Okay, yeah, which is good, lah. It's a pretty good start. Now, we decided to kind of really throw you into the deep end with things like you learned about the culture.
Yeah.
You learned about the language. Still remember some words or not?
Sarangayo.
Okay, very good.
You never learn anything.
That's most important, Aisha. Okay. Anything goes
at
wrong,
least sarangayo. Say hello first.
Hello, sarangayo.
Annyeong.
Annyeong lah, not hello.
Okay, so you learn a little bit about cooking. The kimchi is still fermenting in your kitchen, which is good. Now, like the whole reason for this, like we said earlier, Prem has never watched a K-drama, like a proper K-drama.
I've never been hit by the K-fever, lah. Let's
put it that okay.
way.
And it's massive. And then there is something for everybody, you know?
Yes, betul.
Because when it comes to like Korean acting and all these movies, right, so many genres.
Yeah.
As well.
Is there?
Yeah.
So
there
many
are.
Genres. It's not just rom-com, you know.
Okay, like mystery is your Squid Games.
Yeah.
And then Physical 100 is also a form of drama in a
really?
Way.
Yeah, and then actually, you know, the whole, what's the name of that show? The one that they're running around?
Running Man.
Running Man.
Yes. That's Japanese, lah.
No, it's Korean.
It's Korean.
No way.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, Malaysians forgive him. Don't worry.
So he has inadvertently actually jumped on the K-wave. He just didn't realize it.
No, lah, as radio DJs, we have to talk about these things, right? I remember Running Man was a big thing once upon a time.
Running Man's Korean.
Korean, man.
No, lah, it's Japanese, lah.
Okay.
Okay, don't get upset, guys.
Another argument for another day. Don't trigger us.
Okay? All right.
We threw this question out on our socials as well because we wanted your help. What kind of drama or show that Prem can actually watch?
Yeah, so we've got a lot of interesting suggestions and they're all very different though. Got a lot of suggestions which we can go through, but we still want to hear, you know, if you're a fan of K-drama, what should be Prem's very first show to watch?
Ha!
Yeah.
It's like my first girlfriend like that. Who's going to pop my K-cherry? Let's
exactly,
go!
Exactly. Wow. And we're getting Malaysia to be your wingman.
Let's go, guys. This has to be important. The first one always is the best.
Yeah.
No,
you remember.
The best.
The first one is, it's the one you remember.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, we need your suggestion, though, of all the shows, because there's tons, right? What should Prem's first one be?
Yeah, you always remember your first. Mm-hmm. Amanda, you are my wing woman. You got to tell me that first one, girl.
It's not like the typical K-drama, lovey-dovey, I fall in love. This one, I think you will appreciate because it's more action, thriller, and you'll be like, I didn't know they made like Korean shows like
okay.
this.
Okay, now you're talking my language.
The show is called Kingdom, and it's about zombies.
Okay, so it's almost like what Aisha likes to watch. What's that one that we promoted? Last of Us,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
but
so
worse.
This one is a Korean one, and then it's like about the king who actually died, and then suddenly he was like alive again, and then there was a plague, and then you know.
I got this, Ken. Thank you, Amanda.
Have fun.
I will. Bye. Thank you.
That was a very good suggestion. It didn't come to my mind because honestly, Prem, I only watched the first episode. I could not make it past that.
Hey, so I got watching partner today, lah.
It was so scary.
Scary.
To everybody who gave us suggestions on our Insta, some of the suggestions were, and Prem, hopefully after watching your first episode, you can actually continue watching these. Vincenzo.
Oh.
It's about this guy, right? He's actually part of the Italian mafia.
Oh.
But he's Korean. Huh?
That sounds like something I'd watch, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, maybe not Sandy's one, though it's a good suggestion, Crash Landing Onto You. That's a very lovey-dovey thing.
Crash Landing On You is like, it's the winter sonata of today.
I'm sorry, even the title put me off already.
Okay, why did you suggest also, Prem, Oppa X? Who's Oppa X?
What show is this, huh?
Come, let's go and watch TV faster.
Anyway, we're actually compiling a very long list, lah. This is going to be Prem's homework over the weekend.
Exactly.
To continue watching K-dramas. But I think we still need to put some thought into it, and then we'll decide what will be your very first episode.
Huh? Still,
of K-drama.
Still. There's a lot of suggestions.
Okay, we had some calls earlier from Shobi, Shikin, and Mona.
I suggest that you watch The Glory. Good for him because he doesn't like rom-coms and his thrillers.
Queen of Tears, about love relationship, but it's really kind of love and hate relationship.
Okay, my husband also does not really watch K-dramas and all that. One drama that he really followed, Familiar Wife. One night, he went through a pool house or something, and he went back through time, and he met again his old flame, which was not his wife, mm-hmm. and also his wife. You know, back to the point where he actually met his wife for the first time.
Okay, thank you so much for all of your suggestions. Now we have the problem of too many choices. We don't know what to watch.
Okay, give me top three. I'll pick.
Okay, so top three right now, depending on what you like to watch. We've got Taxi Driver, which is about this ex-cop, and then he joins a secret organization.
I saw the summary. It has the word violence in it.
Yes.
Good.
Okay,
like.
All right, something you like.
The other one is Vincenzo, because it's this Korean-Italian mafia lawyer.
Okay, also got violence inside. I like.
You like? Okay.
And then The Glory, which is about this girl who was bullied in school, and then 18 years later, she comes back and she gets revenge on everybody.
Also got violence.
Got violence.
Love it.
Okay, so which violent movie do you want to watch? Show.
I am picking Taxi Driver.
Okay. All right. You want to go with that?
Yes.
Secret organization fronting as a taxi, delivering justice to criminals.
Yes.
Okay.
Kakuta,
all right.
Drive my little taxi in.
Now, I want you, Prem, to imagine yourself in your house, okay? So we're going to continue to do the show as
per. Take off my pants, put in my boxes.
Okay, put those on, please. We're going to pause here and there, okay? Because the show has to go on.
Yep.
But you're going to watch your first ever episode of Taxi Driver.
Yeah, now if you, though, want to see how Prem is doing, you can just check out our Instagram stories, because that's where we're going to be sharing everything, mix.my.
Just the way you like it. You like it. Everything 100% real. True story. The Mixed Breakfast with Aisha, RD and Frame.